With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Two Montana men on Wednesday filed lawsuits against the Boy Scouts of America and its Montana affiliate over alleged sexual abuse by Scout leaders. In separate court filings, the men, identified only by their initials to protect their privacy, say Scout leaders from Troop 190 in Great Falls and Troop 26 in Hamilton sexually molested them from 1980 to 85 and 1968 to 71, respectively. Court documents describe the abuse on multiple occasions, in cars, on the way to and from scouting events, at the Scout leaders' homes, and on camping and hiking trips. They say Boy Scouts of America and the Montana Council didn't undertake reasonable effort to investigate two Scout leaders, George DeBlois and Claire Conway, or their suitability to supervise children. The filings also allege the organizations did not adequately train or supervise the Scout leaders. One man, identified as M.M., says he told another Scout leader at the time about the alleged abuse, but no action was taken. Gillian Dumas, a Portland-based attorney representing both M.M. and M.B., says Boy Scouts of America knew men joined the organization to abuse children, but didn't warn parents or children. She says her clients want for BSA and the Montana Council to
not just apologize, but something may have happened while they were in scouting, but that these defendants actually were accountable for that, that they actually did something wrong. That would be a good first step.
Dumas says she's aware of four so-called ineligible volunteer files BSA created that document other accusations of sexual abuse at the hands of Scout leaders in Montana, adding more victims may come forward. Recent changes to Montana's statute of limitations allow adult survivors of child sexual abuse to file claims through May 2020 of cases previously timed out. Both plaintiffs in the suits filed Wednesday are seeking general and special damages, punitive damages, and costs on four counts, including negligence, fraud, and malice. A statement from Boy Scouts of America reads in part, quote, "We sincerely apologize to anyone who was harmed during their time in scouting. The safety and protection of children is our most important priority," end quote. The statement notes the organization has put in safeguards like mandatory youth protection training and background checks while banning one-on-one interactions. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.